Around 4,000 seasonal migrant workers are helping run Tennessee's farms this year through a federal visa program. The White House says it wants to let in fewer of these so-called low-skilled foreigners in favor of highly educated immigrants. On one tobacco farm in Jolton, that's a little worrying to the Mexican workers, but to the farmer, it's frightening. WPLN's Natasha Sinjanovic reports.
Third-generation tobacco farmer Joey Knight is pretty blunt about the local labor force.
American people have just got, this generation is, they're lazy. There ain't no other way to say it.
The 45-year-old Jolton native is nearing the end of tobacco season.
This is ready to be harvested now. You can see how the leaves are starting to get a little yellow tint to them. Mm-hmm. It's ready to be cut.
Knight says if locals do show up at his 60-acre tobacco farm, they usually work for a day, want to get paid, and then never come back. But workers who come on an H-2A visa give him peace of mind, even though they cost more.
I've been using these guys for 5 or 6 years now, so it's worked out real well for me. It's a lot more expensive to go this route, but I got the help when I need it.
This year, he hired 7 men, all from Mexico, and most of them related, he says. Knight can pay up to $15,000 to sponsor a crew. He's also required to give them a place to live for the 7 months they're here. In return, the men get guaranteed work at a federal rate of around $11 an hour. But getting an H-2A visa isn't easy, even for those who've done it for years.
Es algo difícil poder venir aquí a trabajar contratado en el programa H-2A.
29-year-old Edgar Solis has been coming to the U.S. for seasonal work since he was about 18.
Tenemos que pagar derecho a visa. Pagamos al cruzar la frontera.
Each year, he spends 3 days at the border, waiting for his interview at the U.S. consulate. The process is expensive. It includes visa and border crossing fees, bus fare, a hotel. Solis then earns from $400 to $600 a week during tobacco season. He helps cut, stack, and strip around 100,000 pounds of the most labor-intensive crop in Tennessee. Solis says, sure, it makes some sense that U.S. lawmakers want to secure the country's borders. But he doesn't believe Americans will do something as hard as cutting tobacco in the sweltering heat for $80 a day. Like a lot of farmers across the country, before H-2A, Knight used to hire illegal migrant workers. That was cheaper, but also a lot less reliable, he says, mainly because of other farmers.
It got to where you would have 7 or 8 a good crew show up one day, and then the next day, when you really needed them, you might have 2 or 3 of them guys show up. Somebody may have offered them more money somewhere else, and they went there.
H-2A visa holders can only work for the farm that sponsored them, and they're heavily vetted. If caught having been in the U.S. illegally before, they can't get back in. Even an unpaid speeding ticket will block re-entry. In a large shed, the crew strips the first batch of tobacco that's ready for market. They place the leaves in different boxes, according to quality. The lower grade is used for snuff. Knight says the best is for cigars.
I usually grow a whole lot of, they call it wrapper tobacco, but we'll have to look at every leaf and make sure there's no hole in it.
Among the men stripping leaves is Solis's father. He tells me they have their own small tobacco plots back home in Mexico, which indigenous people work while they're in the U.S. Solis says the immigration changes that the current administration wants would of course affect workers like him. And they are a little afraid, he says. But not too much.
Algo, no mucho, porque pues hay otras cosas que podemos hacer para sobrevivir, pero...
Whatever happens, he's confident they'll find other ways to survive, unlike Knight. While he voted for Donald Trump, he acknowledges that his farm now depends entirely on migrant workers coming back each season. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic.